Only 90 days remain before the start of the next hurricane season, but the Bush administration still doesn't have a new director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Michael Brown left the job nearly 6 months ago. Emergency managers say one problem in finding a permanent replacement is that FEMA's future is so unclear. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Oklahoma's Director of Emergency Management, Albert Ashwood, hasn't been offered the top FEMA job. But if he was, he doesn't think he'd be interested.
I don't have a good definition of what exactly the FEMA job is right now. I know what it used to be, and I know what the law says. But at the same time, I don't know how it fits in the current system.
Investigations by Congress and the White House into the Katrina response have spawned a slew of proposals about what to do with FEMA, about what the agency's role should be before, during, and after a disaster. Ashwood says he has spoken with colleagues who were approached about the position.
I do know that there is a lot of concern about what actual authority you have as FEMA director right now.
By all accounts, at least four top emergency managers have told the Bush administration they don't want the job. Richard Andrews, California's former director of emergency services, says his reason is personal. He doesn't want to move to Washington, D.C. right now. Neither does Bruce Bauman, Alabama's emergency management director and the president of the National Emergency Management Association. Bauman says there are a lot of different reasons emergency managers aren't lining up to head an agency that was the target of so much criticism after the hurricane.
The job's only there for 3 years, and it's tough to really turn an agency around like FEMA in that short amount of time.
And there's just so much uncertainty about what the job entails.
Obviously, anybody that's taken the job are going to, would like to have answers.
One of the questions is who the director should report to. Michael Brown admitted that he avoided his bosses at the Department of Homeland Security and tried to deal directly with the White House during the hurricane. He thought Homeland Security was too focused on fighting terrorism. But White House Homeland Security Advisor Francis Townsend made clear last week that that kind of behavior won't be tolerated by this administration.
Michael Brown chose not to follow his chain of command. That can't happen again, and we are committed to ensuring that we have a qualified, competent, and committed director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency that respects and responds to the chain of command.
But some in Congress think that only means more bureaucracy. They've proposed that the next FEMA director be allowed to report directly to the president during a crisis. Others on Capitol Hill want to take FEMA out of the Homeland Security Department and to make it an independent agency as it once was. It's the debate over these issues that has potential nominees so nervous. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff admitted to a Senate committee yesterday that finding people to run FEMA hasn't been easy.
This is a huge issue, and I don't want to underestimate the nature of the problem. You've got to be able to attract people. When there's a lot of negative publicity, it doesn't make a lot of people want to migrate.
But he says the agency is actively recruiting and hopes to have a management team in place very soon. In the meantime, the acting FEMA director, David Paulison, is getting ready for the next storm, buying better communications equipment and contracting for emergency supplies. He's also trying to figure out what to do if all those people living in trailers along the Gulf Coast need to be evacuated. Paulison won't say, though, if he'd like to keep the director's job.
I committed to the president that I would get them through hurricane season and help with the retooling of FEMA, get them back in shape. So that's what I'm doing.
He says he's promised to stay on until the administration does find a permanent director, whoever that might be. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.